Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. It's now time to join in the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International with your host, the prophet, C.D. Bush. Let's join in now as the celebration is already in progress.
Praise the Lord and holy greetings to you. Shalom to you on Radio Land. This is Pastor Prophet Christopher Bush coming to you from the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International. The Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International is located in the city of Shreveport, Louisiana. Our service times are on Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We're located at 725 West 70th Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we are so grateful for what the Lord has been doing. Amen. For this is an hour that the Lord is moving by his power. Amen. And God has been giving us a message to release into the body of Christ. But we have to understand, amen, 2014 is the year of release and recovery, the year of sabbatical release and recovery. As the Lord God has been speaking to us concerning what is going on in the coming year, amen, we have been getting an understanding of what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. If you, amen, would remember, amen, in the book, amen, in the closing of Genesis, amen, chapters number 48 and 49, amen, you'll begin to see, amen, the blessing of Jacob, how Jacob, amen, and his sons, his 12 sons, along with his two grandsons, the sons of Joseph, amen, begin to receive the blessing. Amen. And the blessing was spoken over the people. Well, we are in an hour of transition in the timing of the Lord. Amen. And it is a time where the body of Christ has to understand what is transpiring right now in our midst. The Bible says in Psalms 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God, and out of it uttereth speech, and night unto night the language is heard, amen, and out of its circuit it's like a bridegroom going out of his chamber. And we begin to, as we begin to experience and encounter what God is saying and the end times, amen, for this hour, glory to God, God is moving by his power, and God is moving in a special and unique way. There is a special alignment that is beginning to take place and transpire in the supernatural realm, and God is calling forth the people of God, the remnant, the inner remnant of people that he has chosen to declare, to speak, to utter his word, that the sound, and the frequency from the atmosphere may be transpired, that manifestation of the sons may transpire, glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the hour of on God's time clock is an hour to turn our faces back to him. Glory to God. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is we're going to have to be able to return. The Bible says, amen, come, let us return unto the Lord. Amen. But we see in the hour that we're living in, amen, the book of Jude talks about a time of men of ordain that crept in unaware, amen, calling the truth a lie and the lie a truth. And we are living in this time right now where leadership has become corrupt. Leadership has come, bringing the church and the agency of operating in the authority of God to shambles. It has been the attack of the enemy to release, amen, the sleep and the soberness to the church, to lure her to sleep in drunkenness, to seduce her, amen, glory to God, into nothing so that she can be left without power, left without authority. But there is an hour on God's time clock that is come, and this is that time. Amen. That time is now, because God is calling for restoration to the body. And God is calling for reformation through apostolic and prophetic and injunctions. And the only way, amen, that the reformations means change. Reformations means recovery, restore, restitution, where God begins to restore his order. Amen. And how God begins to restore his order, we go back to the beginning. In the book of Exodus 12, when God began to establish his covenant, amen, with the man of God named Moses. And God began to establish, amen, the order of worship, amen, with Moses. And Moses had to go to a certain place, amen. He had to go up, amen. He had to come up from his disposition and be able to come into the revelation of God, amen, to walk in the presence of God, to be able to receive the inspiration that comes from the breath of God, that brings forth the illumination, that transpires revelation, that causes transformation to become manifested in the lives of others. Leadership has to come up and arise, amen. Come out of your sin, amen. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, and turn, amen. That turning, amen, is the hour, it is the reference point of repentance, the hour of repentance. And repentance doesn't mean just because you have a name, a title, a big church, a little church, a group of people that's following you, that you have a place where you cannot repent, or where you so close to God, or so close to the reverence of God, so close, amen, to the honors of God, to where you can't bow and humble yourself from the knowledge of God, amen, because there is none good but God himself. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. And what we have begun to see as we approach the timings of the Lord, we see a diversion. We see the church morally digressing. We see, amen, the saints of God losing their fire, losing the salt. And the reason why the salt, amen, is being lost, amen, it is because of the neglect of preaching the adulterated word of God according to the truth and according to the knowledge of truth that comes only through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It only comes by the gifting and the operating of the Holy Ghost. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. But I want you to make, I want somebody to understand, glory to God, that just because you're gifted and just because you're anointed, it doesn't mean that your soul can't be found lifting up eyes in hell. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, they called him and they said, Lord, we did this in thy name, and Lord, we did that in your name, and we anointed this, and we cast out devils, and we did all these things in your name. And the Lord repeated and spoke to them and said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquities. I never knew you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How would you feel to spend all your life in ministry, working the works of ministry, and not even being acknowledged by God after you done tried and did everything that you do, and then find yourself in the pits of hell because you neglected the hour to repent? God said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. We got so many people in the world today and so many different situations and issues that are going on in the world today, and it is because we are not prayed up. It is because we do not seek the face of God. Oftentimes, amen, we have prayer services and have prayer requests, and people call and they want this and they want that. You want to be anointed. You want peace in your house. You want this in your house, but you don't allow, you don't call with the point of you want your heart clean before the Lord. That's why David began to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. What good is it going to do for you to have the things that you request in prayer, and your heart is not right before him. What good does it do to pray for change and you ain't changing from the inside out? Your body can be well kept, your house can be well kept, but where will your soul spend eternity? What will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Because what we have seen in the church and in the body of Christ in this hour is a spirit of wanting, a spirit of consumption, a spirit of materialism, has counseled and has seduced the church to powerless. Glory to God. We don't have no power. If we driving what we driving, it what constitutes our relationship with God in this hour, we have deduced it to what we have in the material. When it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And these appointed times, amen. Jude talked about the place, amen. The name of it was apostasy. Apostasy has taken over the church. And apostasy is defined by the renunciation of your faith. The renunciation of your faith. You can walk around every time the church doors open, and you can come in with every word, and you can come in every time the doors are open. You can wear your skirt down to your ankles. You can stand up in the pulpit and collect all the offerings you want. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, you done left your first love. And there is a cry in the spirit. There's a call in the spirit that's calling out. Who shall ascend and who will go? Is it you? Are you the inner remnant? Are you the people that will obey God? Are you the one that will hearken to my heart and disregard the status quo of the day? Disregard what style is functional. Are you the one that will present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God in your reasonable service? God is looking for his children. God is looking for somebody that loves him. He came to Peter and he said, Peter, lovest thou me? Glory to God. He asked him several times, Peter, lovest thou me? Peter in return said, Lord, you know it. Why do you keep asking me? Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, keep my commandments. It ain't about your status. It ain't about the title or the position that is in front of or behind your name. It's not about how much money is in your bank account in this hour. God is looking for a contrite heart. God is looking for a broken spirit. God is looking for somebody that's broken, that he can pour his anointing into. God is looking for somebody that won't abuse his glory. God is looking for somebody that won't mishandle his sheep and scatter them abroad. God is looking for someone that will not compromise, that will not be a whore in the pulpit, that will not be a harlot in the pulpit, that will not be seduced, that will stand and arise. Wilt thou be made whole? Mando de Boshenda. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Your wholeness is not going to come from somebody laying hands on you. Your wholeness is not going to come through a prophetic word. Your wholeness is going to come when you will take the time. Just like the man that was at the pool at Bethesda, and the Bible said, how you know that he had been there 38 years long. Wilt thou be made whole. Amen. Glory to God. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. The timing of the Lord is upon us. Amen. This is Pastor Prophet Christopher Bush bringing you greetings from the Kingdom Covenant Church International in Shreveport, Louisiana. Amen. If this word has been a blessing to you, you can call us at 318-470-0139. Amen. Until we meet again, I speak to you in the peace of Yeshua HaMashiach, bless Jesus the Christ. Amen. God bless you, and grace and peace be upon you. Until this next time or next week, we'll see you. Amen. Amen again. God bless you.
Thank you for joining the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International and your host, Prophet C.D. Bush. Feel free to correspond with him by writing him at 725 West 70th Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108, or phone him at 318-470-0139. That's 318-470-0139. Or on the World Wide Web at www.takcci.webs.com, where the motto is, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done.
now. You see, I've somebody else, you know you.
Song that kind of sums up the
22 years of singing. Little song says something like this. I've had troubles
in this life, you see.
I've had so many bad habits
that took control of me.
But we're glad about this tonight, that I've learned. One Tuesday evening, I had a talk with Jesus, and he promised me,
carry me.
And oh, and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am. Oh,
you.
And I'm
dependent.
Strange, but all I'm trying to tell y'all tonight is this, that I've learned
how to depend on Jesus, how to trust in him.
So glad I've learned
how to depend on
Jesus. Let me ask y'all something. Anybody here learn how to put all your trust in him? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? Picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the third chapter, round about the fifth and the sixth verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody depending on it. Somebody you learn how to put all your trust in it tonight. And
this is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.